We are on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Let us again start off the Shaila of Ilfe. Boi Ilfe Yodayim Tahiris Lachatzoin Oy Ein Tahiris Lachatzoin. Is it possible there should be a Taharas Yodayim Lachatzoin? In pieces, in halves. So it's a very sosum de kaloshin. What is his shaila? So the Gemara is trying to figure out his shaila. Hechidam. Ilema de kamoshu beitre mirvias. If the shaila of Ulfa was that a person had a keli with a revias, and with this keli he's washing two people. So lachatzoim. So what does lachatzoim mean? So there's a half a revias on the first person, another half on the second person, and that's his shaila. The second person lemaisa, you're pouring on him a half of a revias, and in the keli, there's only a half a revias that's being poured. That was the shaila. So the Gemara says that's no shaila. Bohasnan, it's a mishnah. Merevias noitlam liyadayim leechot. From one revias, you can wash one person's hands, v'afilu l'shnayim, even two people's hands. And there's a lumbus of shiyore tahare. Shiyore tahare means that in the second half of the revias, which is left over in the keli, is shirayim from a davar hametayer. It's shirayim, it's left over, it's a remnant from a revias, that also is a koyach letayer. So that can't be Ilfe Shaila because it's enough in the Mishnah that this is good. Fine. Be'elo, Ilfe had a different Shaila. Yesh netila lachatzoin, yodayim tairus lachatzoin is a different Shaila. The kamoshi chode chode yode. He watched each hand separately. And the Gemara assumed that normally you wash both hands together. With one netila, you pour over both hands. And Ilfa had a shaila, can you wash each hand separately? Is there such, or does it have to be washed in, with one netila? So the Gemara says, Bahasanya, we learned in a baraisa, hanaitel yodai achas benetila, va'achas b'shtife, yodov toiles. If a person went and washed one hand with a keli, the other hand he was toivel, so it's toya. So the Gemara says, so you see, in mice and the tila, it is not necessary that the mice and the tila should be on both hands. You can make on one hand the tila, on the other hand you make shtife. So memele, so that's also no shaila. That's also no shaila. So according to our Girse, this is a Baraisa, Bohasanya, and Hanoito Yodi Achas Mentila Ba'achas Bishtife Yodov Tahiris. So we see that you can make a mice and a tila on one hand. Now Taisvis asked Akasha on this, what's the Raya? Maybe both were done Bebas Achas. And if the Tahare comes Bebas Achas, could be then it's good. Ilfa was claiming a shaila when the Tara did not come with Basachas. So what is the raya from this paraisa? Now I'd like to finish the Taisvis. The Taisvis had a teretz, we learned yesterday the teretz. Now let us see Taisvis, the second line, the last two words from when it gets wide in the Taisvis. Verabeinu Tam Goras. Verabeinu Tam, we had a different girse in the Gemara. Not this baraisa that Rashi brought down. Now, but Rabbeinu Tam Goras al pi ha-mishnayis. He said the Gemara is patient to Shaila from a Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Noto yodoi achas mishtifa achas yodoi tohiro. It's a Mishnah, not at all what it says in the baraisa. It says a person washed one hand with one shtife, that means he poured once on the hand, that hand is toya. So we have a Mishnah that's speaking about a single hand. So that's the raya, finished. The Gemara klal da shayla loit ilfe. Can one wash a single hand, or do the two hands have to be washed together? So the Gemara says, I have a Mishnah in Masechtas Yadayim. If a person washed not al yodai achas b'shtifa achas, a person washed one hand with one shtifa, with one pouring of water. Yodai tahayra, that hand is toil. So we see you can wash one hand. That's how we're pushing to shayla. And what did Rabbeinu Tam accomplish? He accomplished a lot of things. Rabbeinu Tam accomplished, so we don't have this kasha and Rashi. Rashi is, they were bringing up a raisa. One hand was with Natila, one hand was with Shtifa. We asked the kasha, maybe it's speaking about both happen simultaneously. Maybe there it's better. Rashi, the way Rashi is going is we're proving it from a baraisa, and the proof is not so clear. We could lechere be dingzach with the proof. The Rabbi Netam said it's a Mishnah in Yadayim. The Mishnah in Yadayim says, not to Yodai Achas, b'shtifa Achas, Yodai Tahira, the Mishnah discusses a Maise Tare on one hand. So we see he can wash one hand. Finished. The Kaposhit, mi diktani Yodai Tahira, shma mino dechode mahani. Now, we brought down this Mishnah, so now the Rabbeinu Tam is going to be nice enough to explain to us the Mishnah. We'll know what the Mishnah is talking about. Bahochi Perushe. Mishtifa Achas. He washed one hand with one pouring. So he says, what's the Chiddush? Shetzorech lishpoch minakeli al yodov beis pa'amin. When you wash your hands in the tilas yadayim, you have to pour on each hand twice water. Kidemuchach bekame duchti b'meseches yadayim, the tzorich mayim rishonim ushniyim. You learn meseches yadayim, you'll see many places in the mesechta that you have to wash each hand twice. Now let's just stop 1 minute. What is the reason for washing each hand twice? So the reason is as follows. The first shtife, the first pouring on the hand, is metayer the hand, but the water remains tame. The water, since it came in contact with a tame dika hand, so the water remains tame. This water remains tame. This water, it's very interesting, very difficult, perhaps, let's say. The water is not the tame the yad, cause man it's on the hand, but you have to get rid of this tame dika water. And, Bachsmed is a mission, if you'll take this tame dika water and, let's say, rub it on a bowl, then you'll touch it, you'll become tame again. So, it's tame dika water, but let's not go so far. It's tame dika water on the hand, and we have to be metaher that water. How will we metaya that water? With a second shtife. The second shtife is metaya the water, and now we have toyodika hands, there's no tamidika water on the hands, and now we're up to Natilas Yadayim. That is a poshita halacha in Hilchas Natilas Yadayim. Now this Mishnah is going to tell us a chiddush. I can save you a job. If you'll pour enough water the first time, which is equivalent to two shtifis, and let's be megashim, then you let us say two shtifis is 3/4 of a reviyas. So you'll pour in one shot 3/4 of a reviyas, which this is equivalent to two shtifis, it's also toil. That is pshat the Mishnah. Notol yodoy achas b'shtifa achas, but the shtifa achas means that there's enough water that theoretically you could make two shtifas out of it, and you did it in shtifa achas, toil. So it's toil. So that's a big chiddush already. Like this, we thought we understood a little bit. There's mayim rishonim, and there's mayim shniim. So the Mishnah is telling us you can have the mayim shniim together with the mayim rishonim without a hefsek. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So let's go a little further. Weil ze koma, vim notal yode achas, mishtifa achas gdoila from one pouring, shehi kishtayim, that's equivalent to two shtifis, yode teiro, Kiven sheyesh b'shtifa zu kishir mayim rishayne mushneye. Since there's enough water in the shtifa, which is equivalent to the mayim rishayne mushneye, so even though you weren't mafsi, you did not make two shtifas, it is good. Period. So far so good. V'kom mesayim b'seifa, now we'll get a little problems. If we look the seifa of the mishneh, let's explain the seifa of the mishneh. Shtei yodov b'shtifa achas. Tu yodayim b'shtifa achas. Now, what would we say? So we would say, if the Mishnah was machadish, that when one shtifa that has enough water like two shtifas, it's good. So the same thing, shtei yodov b'shtifa achas, that's shtifa achas b'shtifa gedoil, it also should be good. That's what we would say. What's the difference between one hand or two hands? The Mishnah says, Rab Meir Metame. Rab Meir says, Rab Meir Metame, Ad Sheyitel Merevis. You can only wash B'shtifa Achas if the water is a Revis. The water is a Revis, and I'm holding both hands together, and someone pours a Revis on both hands, then it's good. But if the water is three quarters of a Revis on both hands, and it's enough water to make two shtifas, it is no good. That's what Rav Meir says. Now, before trying to rack our brains to figure out reasons, but just let us know al kaponim what the story is. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And now, Taisus will review the halachas we learned in the Mishnah. Afalgat. The cheshenoitel b'shtei shtifas. Two hands. So wash two hands. Leiboi revis. You won't need a revis by both hands. Can wash two shtifas, you have mayim rishonim, or mayim shtiyim. Aber hashte de lekel le shtifa achas, tzorich revias b'shtifas. If you have now one shtifa, now three quarters of revias is no good. Need a revias b'shtifas. Aber yodai achas, but by one hand, ain't tzorich revias, ki osu mishiyore tare, that means if this, you're pouring less than a revias, but there was a revias in the beginning there was a revias in the scaly, and this is shiyare tare, ashtayayse shtifa maruba kishtai. So bekitza, Taisus tells us a Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. If a person is washing one hand, it is not necessary to make two shtifas, it is not necessary to have mayim rishayim and shniyim. You could have with one shtifa an equivalent of mayim rishayim and shniyim. That's by one hand. By two hands, if you'll make two shtifas, is good. It's also no problem. Then you can take three quarters of a revis and make one shtifa after the other. But if you want to make one shtifa, then you have to make sure you have a revis in the cave. So it sounds like a poradume, the saloche. B'boch Hashem, I found in Chidushei Rav Reuven in the Hagor, Simen Tezayin, Ois 8, Bahago, he wants to say Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam as follows. That by two hands, we have to understand that by two hands, you have to, when we're speaking about, we're washing, Shioretara less than a Revias, we have to understand that this was a kunst to wash also. You have less than a revias, you have big hands, the water has to go all over. It's a kunst, but it seems that it's possible. It has to be done. Not only we see, not only can you wash with less than a revias, you can wash twice. You can wash mayim rishonim and mayim shniyim. And you can wash both hands also, mayim rishonim, mayim shniyim, with less than a revias. So we see that it's possible with less than a revias to wash two hands twice. And we're covering the whole two hands. That's possible. If you do it, but you don't look at the ceiling when you do it, you have to watch the hands and see that the hands are completely washed. But it's possible, you can do it. Lameya was afraid. Bishlaim, if you made two shtifas, and you saw you made two shtifas, so memele, so it's good. So you saw it, and you did it, so it's no problem whatsoever. They were afraid by two hands already, which it's a tight cheshbon, that maybe when he's making this one shtifa that's equivalent to two, he has a problem, doesn't have too much water, and he has two hands to wash, maybe it won't be washed properly. If he makes two shtifas, good, so he saw, he made two shtifas. But one shtifa that's equivalent to two, since it is a difficult procedure to do, we're afraid it won't make a proper netila. By one hand, it's not so difficult. There's a smaller area to wash. So by one hand, he can make one shtifa equivalent to two, and we don't have to be afraid that he'll miscalculate and it'll be, it won't be equivalent to two shtifas. By one hand, we're not chayish. By two hands, we're chayish. That is pshat Rameh. But Rameh said, if you want to make one shtifa, you pour a raviz. Now, what's the golden neglik of a raviz? So that's me, the golden neglik of a raviz is as follows. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down this whole din that you need two shtifas, mayim rishonim, mayim achronim, was only said if we explained why, because the mayim rishonim became tame, the mayim rishniim have to be metayah the rishonim. If you poured with a revius, you poured a revius has a maila of a mikveh. Just like a mikveh is not mekabel tumah, a revius is also not mekabel tumah. So if I pour a whole revius on my hand, on one hand or on two hands, there's no need for two netilas. Because one revius, the mind doesn't become tumah. So there's no problem. The revius is metayah the yadayim and the mind does not become tumah. So that is pshat l'rameh. If you have a revius, so there's no need of two netilas. So there's no need of calculating, is this enough for two netilas? A revius is not mekabel tumah. So there are two hands, a revius will also be good. But if he doesn't have a revius, so by one hand he can make shtifa achas equivalent to shtayim, by two hands he can't do it, we're afraid he won't calculate properly. Aber bekitza, we still don't know what ilfe shayla was. So let us go further. Be'elo, but we just proved that you could wash each hand separately, they don't have to be washed together. So the Gemara says, you know what ilfe shayla was? Ve'elo de kamoshi palgo diyote. He washed a half a hand. Then Rashi says he dried it. Then he washed the other half a hand. Is this good or not? That was the shaila of Ilfe. Frek de Gemara. That's also no shaila. For Omri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Yadayim Ein Tahiris Lachatzoyim. Rabbi Yanai spoke about this, and he said, you cannot be Metayer the Yadayim Lachatzoyim. So it's no good. So the Gemara says, no, he's asking a shayla different than Rabbi Yanai. Loitzriche Deike Mashke Teifeach. That means that when, you're right, 100%, if a person would wash half a hand, and then he'll dry that hair. And then he'll wash the other hair. There's no shayla. Rabbi Yanai said it's no good. Now, ilfe shayla was, he washed half a hand, and it was partially dried. But it's not completely dried, it's partially dried. And there's still some dampness remaining from the first netila, and it's still damp, and now he makes the other half of the hand, which wasn't washed till now, now he washes the other hair. So it seems the shaila is, since we have remnants of the first netila, it's still damp, we'll consider it one big netila, because we're not finished with the netila yet. We washed the first half, and now we're continuing to wash the second half. But we're not finished with the first half, because the first hand is still damp from the netila of the first half. Leitzrich dike mashke teifeach. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, palge de yode, ad ha perik, ave mitzvahs netile. The mitzvahs netile is ad ha perik. Now, agavulche, there's a machlekes orishainim, till where the ike mitzvahs netile is, and Rashi shita is till the knuckles. That's attached ad ha perik. So memela, so the mitzvahs netile is till the knuckles, And the notel chatzi yashi etchile, he first washed half of it, half of the fingers, v'nogvo, and he dried it, v'choza v'notel chatzi yache, and then he went and washed the other half. So the Gemara asked, that's no shayla, and shuldik, Rabbi Yanai says, yodayim ein teiris lachatzoyim. So the Gemara answers, no, ilfi shayla was the ike mashke tefeyach. Kishechoza v'notel chatzi yasheni, when he rewashed the second half of the hand, he did not dry the first hand completely. There's some dampness still on the hand. And since there's some dampness on the hand, so we can consider it like one big netila. Or maybe not. That was ilfishayl. Zokta Gemara. So the Gemara says, a mashke tefeyach, a small amount of dampness on the hand, that is worthless. What's the shaila? It's mashke tefeyach is equivalent to if it's dried up already. Some dampness on the hand, it's worthless. The ike mashke tefeyach my habit. But hasnan, we learned a mishnah, hanitzik, a stream. In the air. We'll explain this one here. Shivaka tafres. And a stream running down a board or running down a mountain. Umashke tefeyach. Or one has dampness. Eine chibo leile tume v'leile tara. Now let us just get into the flow of the Gemara. So the Gemara means to say as follows. The last case, hanegei alonu, is that, let us say, a person had a vessel, a keli, and on one side he has mashkin tmeim, and the other side he has mashkin tahir. They're not touching one the other. But between the mashkin tmeim and the mashkin tahirim, there's a dampness in the keli which connects the two mashkois together. So it says in the Mishnah, einai chibo. It's not an attachment. A dampness is nothing. It's not mechaber. It will not combine. Will not combine these two mashkois to make it one big mashke. So memele is. So we see that a mashke teifeyach doesn't have a chshivas of mashke of combining anything. So you can't consider that this will connect the two mice and the tilas. That means we'll say he's still in the middle of the first natilas. Hands are still there. He's continuing the first natil on the second half. That can't be a shaila. If the Gemara was medame, if it cannot connect two mashkois to make it one, itzicha cannot make two mice and natilas one. Because it's still damp. Dampness does not have a shivas of mashke lechaber. So vaita, what is ulfi shaila? So again, we don't know what the shayla is. We can't figure out the shayla. So the Gemara answers, Loi tzricha de'iko teifeyach lehatfiyach. Oh, you know what ilfi shayla was? Ilfi shayla was not it's only damp. There's so much moisture on the hand that he could go and make something else moist. That by touching this and putting on something else, he'll make that moist also. So memele, so that already, that could be, that's a chibo. So that was ilfish island. So far we think we know what ilfish island was. Fine. So the Gemara asks, Hanami Tanina, that also can be the shayla. We learned about Raisa, Tefeyach Latviya Chibo. Tefeyach Latviya is a Chibo. If you have so much moisture, so it is a Chibo. So what's Ulfa Shayla? Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi, so we'll know what this Mishnah is speaking about. Hanitzuk, so Rashi says Kiluach. Kiluach means a stream of water that is going down vertically. I'm pouring a stream of water. Va katafres. Katafres means So as the nitzuk is a water, a kiluach, as a flow, a stream of water in the air, going vertically. Vakatafris har meshupe. This is, we have a slanty mountain. Shemidroinai mechudet harbe. The slant, it's a very sharp slant. The Taisus Yontif says because of this, the flow is a much stronger flow than if you have nitzik. So, but it's also ein echibah leila tume v'leila tar. Now, what are we speaking about? Zuk Rashi, l'tume kegoin hamaare mikli toher likli tome. A very interesting shaila. A person has a kli with water toherim. He's pouring into a kli tome. The kli, let's say, is a tome mace, the nochilik, and it's a pouring into a kli from a kli toher to a kli tome. V'nitzuk akiluach mechaber mashke shnei hakelim. Now this stream of water, nitzuk, is attaching the two kelim. That means we have here a picture we're pouring from keli aleph, which has mayim ta'irim, into keli beis, which has mayim tamayim. And there's a steady stream of water that is connecting both maymais. So there'd be a svara to say, so since they're connected, so it's one entity of water. So it will be mechaber, the mayim tamayim, to the mayim ta'irim, to the mayim tamayim. So it should become, everything should be mayim tamayim. It's one entity. It says, no, nitzak ein echibo. Even though there's a flow of water that does not connect, does not combine the water in the top keli with the water in the bottom keli. Ein echibo. V'chein ha-katafres. Now we know what nitzak is. V'chein ha-katafres. Im heviru derech daf. Hanesunim b'midrein. A person went, in the same case, we're pouring from a top keli to a bottom keli. And it's going on a board. It's running on a board. Batachtoinim mechuborim letume. Ein ho yoiner in tmeim. That means a katafchis is not a chibur. V'chein im hoiso arevo arucho. What is, if I'll have a basin, a long basin, u'bishnei rosheo on the two roshim mashkin, echo tome ve'echo toil. On one side is mashkin tomi, one side is mashkin toyer. U'mashke toifeyach mechabrom. And you have mashke toifeyach, you have moisture, which is only toifeyach. And that is connecting these two bodies of water. Ein echibo letame hatoyer. That is ein echibo loy letume. That's part of the Mishnah. V'loy letar, v'chein letar, le'inyin mikvois. Shnei mikvois, you have two mikvois, she'ein be'echad mehem arboim so. Two mikvois, that in not one of them, she'ein be'echad mehem arboim so. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, Pshat and Rashi, she'ein be'echad mehem arboim so. You have two mikvois, one doesn't have arboim so. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh learns Pshat. Not others learn pshat. None of them have a boim so. But the Tosfos Rosh says the Losh Narashi is mashme. And it seems Tosfos learned this pshat and Rashi. She'ein be'echad mehem a boim so. One of them does not have a boim so. V'nitzik v'katafres u'mashke teifeyach mechabro. And you have, they are connected by one of these three connectors. A stream of nitzik or katafra, something that is going on the surface. Or ye mashke teifeyach, ein echibo letare. That means you'll not be able to be machsher, the mikveh that does not have a boim so, because it's attached to one of these three ways to a mikveh sheyesh by a boim so. Ein echibo. So the Gemara says, you know, the shaila vilfa was when it's teifeyach latviyach. Sheyesh mashke halbe, not tamazay a very dampness or a slight moisture. Shim tovach boy yochel atvich v'mokem achev. You go and you'll go and you put your hand in it. You can make something else wet. Das Tefeich Leat Fiach. So we learned, Tefeich Leat Fiach Chibo. So Rashi says, Letume Uletare. It's a Chibo. The Gemara learned, Letume Uletare. Because Salke Daitach Dohu Adin Lenetile. It's a Chibo Letume Uletare. But see, that's what it says. We learned, Abarai said, Tefeich is not a Chibo. Tefeich Leat Fiach is a Chibo Letume Uletare. If it's tefech latviach, so we consider keilu everything was done together. So one big mice and netila. So again, ilfu, what is your shaila? If it's tefech latviach, it's taki good. So the Gemara says, Dilme le'inyin mikvois. That baraisa that we learned, Teifeich le'tviach is a chibo, le'taira, not by netilus yedaim. It's not talking about netilus yedaim, no. Netilus yedaim, it's no good. Could be, it there speaking about le'inyin mikvois, the Rabbi Yehudi. And it's going according to Rabbi Yehudi. This nan, we learned in our Mishneh, mikve sheyesh boy aboim so mechubonis. A mikveh that had exactly 40 saw in the mikveh. V'yodu shnayim v'tovlu b'zeh achazeh. And two people went and tovled themselves in the mikveh, one after the other. And we have a mikveh who had exactly in its 40 saw, not a drop more. Now two people tovled themselves. So the Tanakhama says, Rishayin toyer. The Rishayin is toyer because he tovled himself in the mikveh sheyesh bo aboyim saw. Vasheni tomei, the sheni is tomei, because the sheni tovled himself in a mikveh that does not have a boim so, because when the first one got out of the mikveh, he took along with himself some of the mea mikveh, so therefore the sheni is tomei. Rabbi Yehuda imem hoyu raglov shal rishen noigois b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the feet of the first one are still touching the water, and the water which is on him is dripping back into the mikveh, af hasheni toyer. Then the sheni is toyer, which is a meiridik achidish. We'll see in Rashi, there's a lumdus of good achis, and we consider the water which is on the first tovel, that water is mechubel to the mikveh, and we consider like the mikveh has memso. It is mechuba gudachis. We schlep down this water into the mikveh, and we consider it's in the mikveh. Now it's mashlam the shir. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying as follows: could be that beraisa that you found that tefech latviach is a chibur letare. Maybe that mikveh is talking about Rabbi Yehuda's case, and in Rabbi Yehuda's case, it is a chibur. But by netilas yadayim could be it will not help. That is the dichy of the Gemara. So memele, now you can appreciate that Ilfa had a suffix. That means Ilfa was not able to be poshet to shayla. Ilfa had a suffix. Now let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Dilma hodik toni chibo leinyan mikvois koma. Maybe they're speaking about leinyan mikvois. The Rabbi Yehuda mishum good achis, and it works out good achis. Kedisna, umiyu leinyan netila miboyin. By netila, we'll still have a shaila. Ihavi netila kitikuna lachatzoin. Oiloi, is it a netila, or maybe it's not a good netila? Oyein, vein rayes. Ihavi netila kitikuna lachatzoin. Oiloi. Vein rayes chibur mikvois rayelekam. Danan lav mishum chibur miboilo. Our shayla is not a shayla of chibur. Now, I just like to mention, there is a tremendous problem over here. Let's just be aware of the problem, and then we'll go further. There's a problem over here. The Rishash is ma'ira, other achayinim are ma'ira. The Gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara asked Akash and Ilfa, what's your shayla? We have an often a beraisa, teifeyach with a tfiach is a chibur letare. And Rashi says, letare, do adin le netile. the Choshev command of it by the Adodi. The Gemara held that Sachibo Letara, Tara includes L'chayre, either we can learn out Netila from that, or Chibo Letara, speaking about Taras Yadai. It's very unclear. But Al Koponim, that was the Havin, so finish, what's your Shaila? What's Ilfi Shaila? So the Gemara says, no, maybe there's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's working with good Aches, and then Rashi says, but what does Chibo have a Shaychis, our Shaila? Here, the Rashi all of a sudden says, "Vein rayes chibur mikvoy Israel lekan, anan la mishum chibur miboylom." So the thing all of a sudden gets very modern. That means, so we should have said this right at the beginning. It says tefeich latviach chibur. So you see, it's good. So the Gemara should have said, "I'm sorry, we're not klein gashayla in chibur." Where Klanga Shailan Derech Netile finished. Why does the Gemara say Homegila? You know that Mishnah is speaking about Mikvois, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds good Aches. The Gemara says a Homegila to explain the Mishnah, and Rashi seems to be saying you don't need a Homegila. Who's talking? What Shaiches does Chibur have a Shaiches to our Shaila? So, L'chayre, the flow of the Gemara is unclear. And let's just remain with that it's unclear. Al Kaponim, Mechubonex, so the Gemara says Al Kaponim that this Baraisa is speaking about a mikveh according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then that's what the Baraisa is speaking about. Zot Rashi, Mechubonex, Leipoches, V'leyoysa, didn't have a drop more, a drop less. It was mamish. It was 40, so exactly. Asheni, and two people go into this mikveh. Asheni tomi, shechosar ha-mikveh, dei harishen. The mikveh became nechsa through the first one. Noigais, but Rabbi Yehuda said, but if it's noigais b'mayim, b'shas tvilas asheni, af asheni toyer, t'chaman de machabri, mayim, sha'al rishen, Lemei hamikve domi, it's keilu. The water that is on the rishain is mechuba lemei hamikve. Let us see Tosfos. Hanitzek v'katafres mashke teifeach ene chibur loy letuma v'loy letare. Perish bekontres ene chibur letare leinyin shtei mikvois she'ein be'echod mehem memso. We mentioned the Tosfos HaRosh says that means one of them does not have memso. V'nitzek v'katafres u'mashke teifeach mechabrom, and I have a stream, nitzek or katafres u'mashke teifeach, ein echib. You can't connect a mikveh chosar to a mikveh molei through nitzek katafres u'mashke teifeach. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I have an ofene the Gemara says in Chagiga, there were three boyreis full of water, and they were on different levels. That means there were three boyreis on different levels. So there was the top level, the middle level, and the bottom level. Now, Hoyoyne Esrim, the top boil contained 20 so. Batachtoyne Esrim, the bottom boil contained 20 so. Ubem sois, in the middle boil, a boy. 40 so. Vechaldele shel gshonim, and a stream of rain, it was raining, oiveres beinehem, is being running, streaming from one bayr to the second bayr to the third bayr. So what do we have over here? We have here, in other words, we have a katafras. We have here a katafras that is from rainwater that's being mechaba all three bayrs. And there's a machlekes there, mesechtes chagige. The machlekes is by the oyoyne. So the whole machlokes is אלא בטייבל בל יוינה, לנחל קורמי ורב יהודה בטייבל בל יוינה, ימרין גוד אסיק, do we consider like the middle boil goes up to the topper? אבל בתחתוינה כולו מיידה דאוסו להתפילה, ימרין גוד אחס, we say גוד אחס. So you see כלל, if you have here one mikveh shleima, and there's a chibur of katafres, or nitzik, that is mechaber this to a mikveh chaseira, the mikveh chaseira becomes kosher with this chibur. Alma et katafres chibur, v'ochemash medayne chibur klach. Here we see it's not a chibur. V'oyme rabbeinu tam, therefore, the rabbeinu tam is chaylek an rashi. ואימא רבינו תם, דהוכם מיירי דווקא בשתי גוימימיוס. אמש נספיק נבד יפתו בוירס, שבזו עשרים ובזו עשרים. Each one has 20 so, דלקה מקווה שולם באחר. Don't have a מקווה שולם באחר, בפני עצמו. לא יהב החיבו. And that's what it says by us, it's not a חיבו. You're not mad for filo betachtoin. Amol hosam dike bem tzoyis mikvi sholem. Lekul alme matvilen betachtoin. Ubal yoyne pligi. So Rabbeinu Tam said, he's chaylik an Rashi. Not the way Rashi said, that if you have one mikvi that doesn't have mem so, that nitzik and tafres, and then you another mikvi that has mem so, the nitzik ve katafres is not a chibol. No! If you have one mikveh that has memso and another mikveh that doesn't have memso, katafres will be a chibur. That's what it says. And this Mishnah ain't a chibur atara means that both of them don't have memso. The lack of mikveh shon be'echol b'fnei atzmi, the lack of a chibur. Ain't matzvil nabil, afilu betachtoine. Abul hosam de'ike b'emso is mikveh sholem. But the Gemara Chagige, in the middle bar, we have a memso. Look how I'm a matfilim betachtoine, ubal yoyne pligi, vedavkin nokat emtsois. That's why the Gemara Chagige was very careful that said emtsois, that emtsois was mem. Avoshteige memishen, bishum achas mem mikveh sholem, lukul alma em matfilim af betachtoine. Period. Now, I'd just like to say one vote. What is Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? What the Rabbeinu Tam differentiates, if you have two 20-20 mikvahs, so then Itzik does not help. If you have 140 and 120, then Itzik will help, Katafras will help. So the Imre Meisha wants to say as follows. The Imre Meisha and Simon Aleph wants to say as follows. The din is, if something is touching a mikveh, it gets a din mikveh. So now, if you have, let's say, in the case of the Gemara in Chagige, nitzik is not a complete chibur. But there's one drop that's touching the mikveh, so that drop gets a din mikveh. So Imrei Moshe, the second drop, touches the first drop, who got acquired already a din mikveh, is also touching a mikveh, so it also gets a din mikveh. Lamaise and nitzik, we have 500,020 droplets in the nitzik, and each one is touching the other one. And each one is touching the first one, and the first one touched the mikveh, got a din mikveh. There you don't need a din chibur. Here you don't have a mikveh. We have to make an entity of 40 saw. So nitzuk is not bekoyach to unite 20 and 20 and make 40. That's what it says in our mission. Nitzuk ain't a chibur l'tare. A nitzuk will not bring together the 20 and 20 to make it a entity of 40 so. Mashenkin over there, you have a mikveh shleima. So now, whatever touches a mikveh gets a teiras mikveh. So everything is touching a mikveh. That's how the Imre Moshe explains the Rabbeinu Tam. Period. I take shot. The Rabbeinu Tam is another kasha. The Hochi Koma, the Katafris lehavi chibur. Nagamorit says, like Katafris lehavi chibur. It's not a chibur. Well, Katafris lehavi chibur means that if you have, now we know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have two 20-20 Bari Zavore, Nyevachib al Katafres, Katafres von Abdi Mechab. Fragt der Rabbeinu Tam, am Meure de Kikashe, u besamuch komo, the Gemara brings down, komo Rab Yehuda, im hoyo raglov shal rishain neiges bemayim, af hasheini toher, the sheini is toher. So fragt der Rabbeinu Tam, this whole Indian, the first person is standing in the water, and the water is dripping down from him, the best you can call this is katafres. This is katafres. This is a chibur of katafres. And we just said before that katafres is not a chibur. You have 2 20-20s, it will not become a chibur. So we have here the same situation. In the mikveh, there's 39 and a half so, and this person is a half a so. So we want to unite a half a so with 39 and a half, and we're doing it through katafres. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's good. It's the chapella. The hochi come the katafres lahave chibur. The samach come Rabbi Yehuda. My raglob shlishin noiges b'mayim afesheini toyo. V'ahach. So maybe I say, no, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe in hanitzik the katafres is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'ahach the nitzik Rabbi Yehudi. The maskin elinya mikvois v'Rabbi Yehuda. It seems it's like one hemshech. Hanitzuk ektavus amashke tefeyach ein echibur. But tefeyach latzviach is a chibur. So it seems it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, but tefeyach latzviach will be a chibur. But nitzuk ektavus is not a chibur. Boime Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says another teret. A new kashif, a new teret. And this kash, the kiven shamayim shalarishain soifon lipo bolere lemikve. Since the water on the first one is oimed to completely fall into the mikve, havi katafres chibur. Then katafres is a chibur. So what does he mean to say? He means to say, let's say the case of the Gemara Chagige, we had a chalbulus shel kshomim. That means we had 3 bodies of water. Let's say if there wouldn't be a body of 40 so, there'd be 3 bodies of 20 so. So then we said that it won't help. So there we have a stream of rainwater that's being mechaber all 3 mekvoiks. There we say, katafres einai chibur. Katafres is not a chibur. But in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, we have the water which is running, dripping down the first toivel. It's saifoi liyoisham. That means the case of Rabbi Yehuda, we have a unique katafres. It is katafres. It's dripping. It's dripping down on something. That's right. But this is a liquid. This is water that is soifai liposham, the whole water will eventually be in the mikveh. So memele, so it seems this is gringa. So water which eventually will go down to the mikveh. And so we say, altstalochet, then we say that it's mechubah even before it went down. Now, then it's called, then we say katafres is achibo. We are machaber the water which is oimed lipa l'soicha mikveh. We machaber it with a chibur of mashke teifeyach amanasla with katafres and nakaponim. We machaber with katafres. That means the dover hamachaber is katafres. Now the second one is tabling himself. Now we don't have in the mikveh 40 so. We have a chibur of katafres. It is, so we say the chibur of katafres is sufficient to be mechaber mayim shesoifoi lipelshon. Na'imekadvorim we have to understand, but let us go further. But that's the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So Melos Rabbeinu Tam is differentiating. If you have a katafres, but the mayim that we want to be mechaber is not soifai lipel sham, Then we say katafris eine chibur. V'yela katafris of mayim shesoyfei lipil shon, then we say katafris chibur. Fine. Umiyu nitzuk gerua mikatafris. Now we have here the Rabbi Natam gave us nu rayonis. Rabbi Natam told us, that means even though we know katafris eine chibur, aber katafris of mayim shesoyfei lipil shon is a chibur. So now someone will say, so I'll say the same stick to you by Nitzik. Nitzik ain't a chibur, but Nitzik bedavo shesayfei lipilsham is a chibur. L'chayre, one would try to compare Nitzik to Katafras. So the Bein Etam says, miyu Nitzik gorua mikatafras. L'fi shakiluach shel ha-Nitzik oimed ba'aver. Since the kiluach is ba'aver, this is not a chibur, afilu, it's seifer lipel, kedemashmek basre davaydezore. And, kedemashmek basre davaydezore means, Taisvi says, there it says that if a person is pouring from a chavis of yayin kosher into a boir of yayin nesach, so then the Muslim to say Nitzik ain't a chibur. All this wine eventually will go into the boil, but Ba'asher Hushom we say Nitzik ain't a chibur. So there's a raya that Seifei Lipo Hushom is only a svara in Katafres and not in Nitzik. And Taisvis tells us of the reason we have to understand Leimekadvon, because Nitzik is Ba'avir and Katafres is on a surface. So Mamela, so therefore Katafras is better than Nitzik if we have Mayim Shaseifa Liyesha. And then Taisva says, Bahodi Dayikosa. Now Taisva says, the Gemara Navidazar is Medaik, Gabi Kusi, the Anach Yodai Abbas Gishto. Now Abbas Gishto is Balaz a siphon. But the siphon was made, they took two straws, and they put one straw into a barrel of wine. Then it's like a V, and the other straw is going into an empty barrel. And then he started sucking the second straw, and the flow of yayin started going from the first straw from the first barrel into the second barrel. Yeah, and we have wine going in, and then all of a sudden, a guy comes, and he puts his hand on the bas gishta, that means he puts his hand underneath the flow of the water coming into the empty chavis. He puts his hand there. Fine. So Rove said the goy touched the flow going out into the empty barrel. So the first barrel is also. The first barrel is also. That's what Rove said. So the Gemara says, Shma mino nitzik chibo. Ooh, is a raya from Rove that nitzik is chibo. So Tyson says a tremendous problem, and Shuldik, that's not called nitzik, that's called katafres. Shma mino katafres chibo. Not Nitzik Chibur. Why do you call this Nitzik? Afal gav dohosem havi katafris. So how are you medayik that Nitzik is Chibur? Dayik shaper the Nitzik have a Chibur. The most medayik that Nitzik is a Chibur. The kivin. The mar shenoga boy hakusi. That what the kusi is touching. The hainu bekotze ha-elyoin. Dein soifei lipo betoichavis. The goy is touching the kotz elyeh means the chelik that is going into the empty chavis. The ain't soifei lipo b'soy chavis. It won't, that what he's touching will never go back to the first chavis. Kivin sheroy shei echad munach al gishte, lohochi loy odif minitzuk. So now Taisvis says something else. Taisvis says that Taisus is telling us klolim, which we have to understand each klal. But al kaponim, the klal Taisus is saying as follows. If you have yayin going from a chavis mole to a chavis reikon, And when it started to shoot out, the goy touched the kiluach going out. So Rava asked the wine in the full chavis. Now the wine in the full chavis, Rava called this nitzuk. The Gemara calls it nitzuk. So Taisa says, why is this called nitzuk, even though it's katafris? Because since this is going in the opposite direction, it's going, the flow of the wine is going away from the first barrel. So, Rave asked the first barrel of wine. So Memele, the Gemara does not call this katafres. The Gemara calls this nitzik. That means all the time, what we call katafres, let's say the case of Rashi. Rashi said we have a case where you have mashkin tmeim on the top, mashkin tahirim on the top, mashkin tmeim on the bottom, and we have a stream of water going on a board. So memele, so there, we want to be mechaba, the mashkin tahirim to the mashkin tmeim. So this is going with the flow, with the current. That means the current is going from the top keli to the bottom keli. So that would be a suffix. Let's be mechaber the mashkin in the top keli to the mashkin in the bottom keli. The current is going with what we want to be mechaber. So that is called katafras. That is called katafras. But now Taisva says, if the current is going in the opposite direction, that means in the case of the Gemara Avodah Zarah, we had a siphon. The siphon was drawing out yayin from Chavis Aleph, and it was starting to drip into Chavis Beis, and the guy puts his hands on the kiluach that's starting to drip in, and Rava asked Chavis Aleph. So Taisva says, so the Gemara says, Shema Amino, Nitzik Chibo. So that's not called Nitzik, it's not Ba'avir, it's Katafris. It's flowing on something. So Taisva says, but since the flow is the opposite direction of what we want to asa, that means Rava asa the Chavis Harishain. The Chavis Harishain. It's going out of the Chavis Harishain, not going, and the guy, and the guy touched it over here, it's Ke'ilu, he touched the Chavis Harishain. That means if we say Nitzek Chibo, we say, like he touched the Chavis Harishain. So going against the current, even though it's katafras, this is equivalent to nitzik. So that's why the Gemara calls this nitzik. Al kaponim, we see there's milus of katafras over nitzik, and says that was the raya when we said the shayfer. So there we see Nitzuk is Einer Chibo. Even though it's Seifai Liposham, now Taisus is saying something else. That was the Gemara being Zarai from Rava. That Rava holds that Nitzuk Chibo, even though there's Katafris, but since it's not Seifai Liposham, Fakert, the flow is going the other direction, it seems this is also a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam that you look at the Seifai, and here the Seifai is Fakert, is going out of the Chavis, not going into the Chavis. So even though it's Katafres, the Gemara calls this Nitzik. Oy Diksha. Now, Taisus has another kash. Rabbeinu Tam has another kash. The hochi mashme, the tefeyach latviyach habichibo. Here it says tefeyach latviyach is a chibo. Ube perik vov de mikvois, nan, umais lo perkama de yevomis, beg shlishi de chagigia. We learned as follows. Erev mikvois kishveferes hanoit. If you want to be ma'arev to mikvois, so you have to have a whole kishveferes hanoit. Like a shveiferes hanoid, ba'oivya u'bachalolo. That means a noid was a type of a large hollow reed. And the hole that you, that we have to have in the wall to enable us to be mechabel the two mikvois, that hole has to be the size of a shveiferes hanoid, a shveiferes which is put into a noid, which is kishtei etzbois chayzreis limkaima. And the diameter of this shveiferes is the two etzbois. So that means you have to be mechabel, you want to be mechabel two mikvois, to kasher a mikveh. That means, let's say you have two mikvois, each one does not have, let's say, memso. I want to be mechabel it and make it memso. So memele, so you need a hole in the wall that has a diameter of two etzbois. So the Rabbeinu Tam understood, and the lechayre, the hole has to be full of water. So we need lechayre an amount of water that is, that can fill up a hole of a diameter of two etzbois. And here it says that, here it says that it's sufficient you have teifeach amenas latfiach. So Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam says, the nekev beinam shveiferes hanoid. A nekev you need like shveiferes hanoid. The hole has to be so large. Abo mayim sagi b'teifeyach latfiyach. But the vorem amechaba, the water does not have to be, you don't have to be memale the nekev. The water can be teifeyach latfiyach. And Yitzchak Shem tomorrow will explain this.